This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A man who spent nearly 22 years in prison for the murder of a Boston police detective back in 1993 is free today as he waits for his fourth trial. A judge granted bail to Sean Ellis 3 weeks ago, but it took his family until now to raise the money needed. WBUR's Dolores Handy was there today for Ellis's first moments of freedom.
Several dozen people gathered in a Suffolk County courthouse hallway in Boston this morning, awaiting the release of Sean Ellis after his family posted $50,000 bail.
Oh, Jesus.
Sean Ellis's mother, Mary Ellis, is almost speechless with joy.
I'm just thankful that he's free.
In 1993, Sean Ellis was 19 years old when he was arrested for the murder of Boston police detective John Mulligan. Mulligan was shot 5 times in the face as he sat in his car while working a paid detail outside a Roslindale drugstore. There was no physical evidence tying Ellis to the case. His first 2 trials ended with hung juries. He was convicted in the 3rd trial. Last month, Suffolk Superior Court Judge Carol Ball overturned that conviction and ordered a new trial. The judge ruled exculpatory evidence was withheld from the defense. She also ruled that newly discovered evidence about the criminal activity of key Boston police detectives in the case indicate Ellis did not get a fair trial. 2 Boston police detectives in the case were later convicted on corruption charges and served time in federal prison. Today, Sean Ellis's family was finally able to pay the $50,000 cash bail after a campaign of fundraisers and donations. Ellis, now 41 years old, appeared to be trembling as he walked out of the courthouse free on bail and spoke to reporters.
I would like to thank the Honorable Judge Ball for giving me opportunity of freedom. I'd like to thank my family and my supporters, everybody that helped me and stood by me and helped to raise the bail. And I'd like to thank my attorney, Rosemary, who worked hard and tirelessly to make this day possible. Thank you. I'd like some time, you know, to reacquaint myself with my family. And so thank you for everything.
All I can say is that justice is smiling today.
That's Elaine Murphy, who started the website Justice for Sean Ellis. She met Ellis and his family more than 30 years ago when she lived in Needham and he was a Metco student attending elementary school with her son.
He's really not become jaded. He's still a sweet, sweet person at his core. He's done nothing but better himself. He's become a paralegal. He's a certified paralegal. He's become a leader in peer counseling. He's had all sorts of coaching and training.
Sean Ellis's younger sister, Chardae, was just 3 years old when he went to prison. She said no big celebrations were planned for today.
We're just taking things really easy. We're trying to make things comfortable for him, help him through this transition. So we're not trying to, overwhelm him with, big celebrations or anything like that. We just want to enjoy the fact that he's home and get a chance to love him and reconnect with him.
Tomorrow is the deadline for the district attorney to file an appeal of the order for a new trial. Assistant Suffolk DA Paul Lynn.
We're still considering whether or not to appeal. We'll make that decision by tomorrow.
If the district attorney decides not to appeal the order for a new trial, another trial date will likely be set for Sean Ellis. It would be his 4th trial. Ellis attorney Rosemary Scapiccio insists Ellis was wrongfully convicted and says there may be more Sean Ellis's out there.
There was a systematic problem with the Boston Police Department in the late 80s, early 90s, and I think it screams out for an investigation to determine how this could have happened to someone like Sean, because if we don't figure out how it happened, we can't ensure that it won't happen again.
Scapiccio says the Ellis case highlights the need for an independent police civilian review board. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.